Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line from betonline.org, one of the best in the business, horse racing-wise, Dick Girardi. Dick, thanks so much for joining this afternoon.
Absolutely. How are you, Mike? What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Dick, sort of explain to everybody, this is, I think, the second straight year, if my memory's right, that the configuration of the Belmont's a little bit different. There is, some reconstruction happening at Belmont Stakes, and so now it's going to be run in Saratoga, which is in upstate New York. So it's a little shorter race, and a little bit of explanation there. And does it sort of favor one of the two top horses here?
So, yeah, the Belmont Park, as you said, it's undergoing reconstruction at the moment. They tore down the old place. The racetrack itself is the only mile-and-a-half track in the country. Saratoga's track is 1.8 miles, so they really can't run mile-and-a-half races, which is typically what the Belmont Stakes is. So they're going to run it at 1.25 miles, and they'll also – it sounds like they're still going to be at Saratoga next year. The hope is that the new Belmont Park will be open in the fall of 2026, and then they'll run the Belmont Stakes in the summer of 2027 there. So that's why the race is a little bit shorter. I don't think it really helps or hurts any of the contenders because, frankly, nobody knows what would have happened at 1.5 miles because it's such an oddball distance anyway. Right. But this is the Derby distance. We've already got a sense of who can handle that. Obviously, we have the top three back from the Derby all ran such great races. And then Journalism, of course, then, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, came back to win the Preakness.
It's embedded in my mind, you know, as a kid, Secretariat in the Belmont. I think, if you were alive back then to watch what he did, because the first two races were fairly close. That Secretariat ended up winning. Mm-hmm. But that last one, it was like, whoa. Man, you are seeing something special when you watch it. Now, they've come out with the movie, and, you know, the movie is exaggerated to a certain extent, but not how he won. Not how he won that Belmont.
No, he won by 31 lengths, which is essentially like 100 yards. I mean, it's insane. It's like crazy. And he went 224 flat, which is a world record for 1.5 miles on the dirt that still stands. In fact, Secretariat holds the time record for the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
How about that? How about that? Man, and that
nobody's been able to approach it since he ran it, and although it's, 52 years ago now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not like it was yesterday. I mean, We're talking about over 50 years this happened. So, man, was a great moment in sports again. And if you were alive to watch it, man, I can recall sitting in my living room with my dad, who was a big horse racing fan, and he just sort of glanced at me when he got, you know, started to pull away, and it was like, oh my goodness, look at what we're watching.
Right. So the sport's been around for hundreds of years, and that's the greatest single performance in the history of the sport. And nobody would argue it. And in watching it, if you remember it, they went like the first six furlongs in 109, which is like, you know, sprinters can't go that fast. And everybody at the track is screaming, oh, my God, he's going too fast. He's, you know, this is, oh, what's going to happen? Well, it turned out he just was that fast. He couldn't slow down. I went up. It's interesting. I went up in 1998 to Canada to do a story for the newspaper I worked for on Ron Turcotte, who, of course, rode Secretariat. Yeah. And I said, Ronnie, I mean, what was it like? He says, because there's a great picture of him near the end of the race where he's looking over at the tote board to see the time. He wants to see how fast he's going because it clicks off every second. And he told me, he says, I was amazed how fast we had gone. But yeah, it was something. He said that day, I mean, he was great. Obviously when he was good and when he was at his best, there probably isn't a horse in the history of American racing that could have ever beaten him. But that day, there isn't a horse ever born that could have beaten him, or even
No way. One of the horses, and certainly we talk a lot about sovereignty in journalism, but what about Rodriguez? And because of Bob Baffert, that getting a lot of attention here. And so for people who haven't watched Rodriguez race, and he did not run the first two races. Was it a injury maybe he had?
He had a minor issue, what's called a quarter crack. It's an issue with a hoof. It's something that horses can deal with, but you don't want to run them with it because the potential could just get worse. So they had to scratch him out of the Derby. They wanted to run him in the Preakness. He just wasn't quite ready. So he missed a little bit of training time. His recent workouts have been good. He's either going to be on the lead or battling for the lead. So from that standpoint, I mean, if he can run back to the two races that where he's been clear, he's dangerous. But I have a tendency, as great as Bob is, and he's the best to ever do it in Triple Crown races, when you get a little behind with these horses, it's just hard to play catch up. And he did run against Journalism once and got skunked back in early March. So if it was anybody other than Baffert, I would just say forget it. But because he's so good, you at least have to give Rodriguez some consideration. But he's not going to be my pick.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you look at the first two races and how they were run, and Sovereignty ran a great race in the Kentucky Derby and on a really muddy track, and then decided not to run in the second race, but Journalism and getting kind of bumped around and everything else. And at first I was like, there's no way he's going to be able to catch up. And boy, he hit a stride and was able to win the race overall. First of all, what is the weather looking like in upstate New York? And secondly, do you think this is going to be that classic matchup between these two horses at the end?
I hope so. And keep in mind, there's a third one, Baeza, who finished a pretty close
Baeza,
third
right.
Derby, also sat out the Preakness. So, yeah, I think on paper, the three of them are pretty evenly matched. The weather is iffy. It's, you know, today was fine, but there's some discussion of rain over the weekend. I mean, I hope it goes away. And for the people that don't know, as you said, upstate New York, Saratoga Springs is located exactly 30 miles north of the state capital of Albany. And Albany's about 2 hours north of Manhattan, to give you an idea exactly where this racetrack is. It's up in the Adirondack Mountains. And it's a summer track, typically, but this year and last year and almost certainly next year, they're going to have these four-day Belmont Stakes Festival. But, yeah, I hope it's a fast track because, you know, you don't know if the track at the Derby had anything to do with journalism getting beaten. Did it help sovereignty? Hopefully they all get a fast track and we find out who's got the best horse on Saturday.
One of the things, you've watched a lot of races, so have I, but, man, when a horse gets jostled, like journalism, they can react one of two ways, and one of those ways isn't good. But I just think the handling of it by the jockey there, I think, really was the story behind it. You can give credit to the horse, okay, because he's running the race. But the jockey to kind of calm him down at that moment, because one thing about a horse, he don't like to get touched. He don't like to get hit at all. I grew up around horses. They sure. Sort of fickle about whatever they do, and especially one that's been pampered like what journalism has. That is a lot tougher win than I think people are giving them credit for.
There is no question. Journalism's trainer Michael McCarthy told me, he says, horses just don't do that, right? Yep. After getting bumped around, like you said, a lot of times they'll just go, well, I'm not doing this. You know, I don't need to get hurt out here. This is crazy. But right, as soon as he got clear again, he just took off. And it was interesting. I was sitting in the grandstand at about the 16th pole, so 100 yards to the finish. And, man, when he came by me, because it didn't look like he had any chance to win, right, after he was five lengths behind that horse, Gosker, he came by me. He was running as fast as I've ever seen a horse run. It was wild how fast he was going. And then I'm looking up at the finish line. I said, is he really going to get there? And he did. So, yeah, it was an amazing performance. Tells you how talented the horse is. But, you know, I'm sure they're hoping nothing like that happens this time, because clearly horses like Baeza and Sovereignty are a whole lot better than Gosker, the horse you ran down in the Preakness.
I was going to ask you a little bit about Baeza, because for a lot of people, they think if anybody could maybe pull off the upset, it may be Baeza.
I think he's legit. I mean, it's interesting. This is like unheard of in the history of Triple Crown racing. So his dam / mother is a horse called Puka. Puka was the mother of Mage, who won the Derby 2 years ago, and was the mother of Dornick, who won the Belmont last year. So if Baeza wins, this filly, now a mare, will have three straight classic race winners, which has never happened in the history of the sport. So, yeah, it'd be amazing. And he's talented. I mean, he's good. He's got Flavian Pratt. He's got John Steroffs, who's a wonderful trainer, trained the great mare Zenyatta. I remember she went 19 for 19, lost her last race, won the Derby back in 2005 with Giacomo, the 50-1 shot. So, yeah, Baeza, he's definitely a contender. Look, I've liked journalism from the start, guys. He has a little bit of a disadvantage here that he's the only one running in all three. He didn't get the five-week break. But watching him train the last couple of days, he doesn't look like he's any worse for the wear. You know what he looks like? He looks like the horses that won the Triple Crown in recent years, Justify and American Pharoah. Like, he's still that good. He's come through and out the other side. The only difference was, of course, he didn't win the Derby like they did.
So, Dick, I wanted to hop in here and ask you, because as we kind of mentioned with the Preakness and journalism's crazy come-from-behind victory, you know, looking at this with the Belmont and Sovereignty, journalism, and Baeza, as you've kind of mentioned, it feels like the three favorites there. The winning length, the over-under prop that I was looking at, mm-hmm. 1.5 lengths. Yep. I mean, how tight do you think this is actually going to be? Is it going to be, you know, just similar to what we saw with the Preakness, where it's really, really close at the very end? Or do you think someone's going to kind of pull away early on and maybe win it by a couple more lengths?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been over on this prop for the first two. The first one was a push. Sovereignty ended up winning by exactly a length and a half. And then, as you said, the Preakness was a half a leg, so that was the under a length and a half. And if journalism didn't have that problem at the top of the stretch, he was going to win by three or four lengths, right? I mean, if he doesn't get literally stopped, I mean, he came to a stop. So I will go over again on that prop at betonline.ag on the theory that I like journalism. If he runs his best race, I think he's going to win it. And There's so much, I love all these prop bets. They're the greatest. They're just so much fun.
Yeah, they are.
One of them is, how about this one? Will the winning jockey's last name end in Z? So you get Irad Ortiz on the one, Hill Road. You get Luis Saez on the four, Uncaged, and you get Johnny Velasquez on the five, Crudo, and you get 6-1. So if any of the three win, the one, four, or five, if any of them win, you get 6-1.
Dig, that's unbelievable. But now you can bet on anything today. I think you feel like I do. I think this is journalism's race. I think he ends up winning it. Now, I think 2 and 3, I think, will be really tight there. And I think that's where maybe Baeza has a shot here to sneak into the 2 spot. But I like journalism here.
Yeah, I think he's the most consistent, right? I mean, Sovereignty's really solid. You know, he won the Derby fair and square. But he doesn't always come with that same effort or journalism every single time he fires. And again, the only question is he still the same horse at the end of the Triple Crown as he was at the beginning? Now, you never know for sure until they run, but I can just tell you by the way he's training, and Michael McCarthy's a really sharp guy. He looks to me like horses like Smarty Jones and a Fleet Alex and Curlin and the two recent Triple Crown winners that were as good at the end as they were at the beginning. Even if they didn't win all the races, they ran great in all three of them.
Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Love having you on, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Dick Girardi does a great job covering the sports scene racehorse-wise. It's something kind of a lost generation. I know, Charlie, you mentioned to me you didn't know a lot about racing with it. I sort of grew up with it a little bit more, and certainly one of our sports talk hosts here on WWL, Buddy DiLiberto, man, he loved horse racing more than he loved sleeping. So it goes to show you, you know, it's another generation. But, man, just great to watch those races. And now they extended it out with this pregame and post coverage of it, what, for 3.5 hours? I'm like, what?
For a 2-minute race. But, you know, Mike, I will say this much. The Preakness that you had brought up, the comeback for journalism, that was primetime stuff, man. For those that are, like, you know, kind of, I guess, casual horse racing fans like myself, that was exciting to watch, where he gets bounced around at the start, he kind of gets roughed up, and then the comeback was really, really fun and exciting. So, you know, we'll see what happens, because like Dick and you were mentioning, if he can win the Belmont after winning the Preakness, that's obviously very impressive.
Charlie, when I grew up around horses, and I'm going to tell you, they don't like to get messed around with.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so a lot of times they'll stop. They come almost like stuck in cement, or they'll sort of go either side. He just sort of got his balance. He got his balance online.
And took off.
And it was like almost
rocket.
Like he hit the button, and he was off. I didn't know if he'd win it, but boy, how he closed was unbelievable.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.